When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I might have to go Jigga Man. I ain't even gonna hold you. Jay is like really my guy. Like I really study him in a whole different light. Outkast together, like them as well. Like, total like inspirations, legendary.
Yeah.
Like
so
I'm just go with them too. Like coming to a full circle moment. I think it's gonna be like the best project my fans ever heard. I've been going through shit, bro. It's just been real shit going on.
For real?
Yeah. I saw him in the studio. I went to Stank on You. And I tried to get some weed from him. He had like, I don't even know if the dude was in there selling weed. It looked like he was about to like start like a weed farm or some shit like that. Let me be a part of like Doja Cat album. Like one of the biggest pop stars like up to date too.
Yeah,
like,
but that's what I'm saying. Like Imagine Dragons, Dua Lipa, Boombox Cartel, and Doja Cat. I didn't find T on the Doja Cat album either.
But she got bars though. Like
we got a couple records.
Number one rock song globally right now with Magic Rex. Number one in the world globally.
Hey, yo, I'm DJ Semtex. This is the Hip Hop Raise Me podcast. And right now, I'm with one of the greatest MCs in the game.
Dang, for real?
Cold lyricist.
Well, yeah.
but I want to get the intro right. Like, do you prefer JID or JID? What do you prefer?
I don't really care, bro.
For real?
Yeah, it don't really matter for real.
All right. I'm going to flip in between throughout this.
Okay, yeah.
But it's good to connect again.
Yeah, good to see you again, always.
And we're in East London again.
Always. I love it out here.
Years later. We survived the pandemic.
Yeah, almost. We still in it. Slick. We still in it. I got a mask on me right now.
we're in lockdown limbo, but you know,
I like that lockdown limbo.
But we last time I caught up with you, I think it was like 4 years ago, and then we was out here. So
it's
dope. Like, you know, the reps got bigger, the catalogs got bigger, and everything. More shows, more verses, and everything else. So I just wanted to talk to you today about lyricism, man. Yeah. Like lyrical wizardry. Because you've got, bro, you're a crazy lyricist, man.
Thank you, bro.
Like, sis, I'm going to gas you a lot today. I'm going to be highly complimentary.
I appreciate it. Gas me up. Let's go. I've been sad. Let's go.
But anyone who's heard your music, anyone knows, like, what you're about and what you do. I just want to take it back, though, man. Like, you know, way back to the beginning. Like, what made you want to rap? Like, how did it start for you?
I feel like I never like expected myself to do music at all. I was like super into sports. My brother like played football. He's in the NFL, all that stuff. So I try to follow him. They years older than me though. But my parents used to say this. It's like, you'll hear a song on the radio. They say about me. They say I would like hear a song on the radio one time and I would know like the whole song.
For real?
Yeah. So my whole life, I always knew that. Like, I'm very good at like remembering things. And I don't know. It's just always been a thing of mine to just like, be like, I don't know, my memory is just really good. So I just thought that was a tool, like, okay, I can use if I need to do something else, because sports didn't really like work out and shit like that. It was cool, I got scholarships or whatever, but it just turned into something else. But I've always been good at like having an ear for music, or I knew like exactly what I liked and stuff like that. I have a like crazy palette as far as like, I hate this and I like this. This is good and this is bad. I could be wrong, but because music is all subjective, but at the same time, I always had like a good, I don't know, just a good taste.
So what was you good at remembering? What music stands out to you? Like, what was it back in the day that you'd hear where you were like, yeah, I know that? Like,
I feel like the first song I ever learned was like a Sly and the Family Stone song, like If You Want Me to Stay.
Right.
When I was a kid, I used to be singing a lot. And then as far as rap, probably was like an Outkast song or something like that.
Right.
And I just knew every word. Like, and it was just, yeah, every time. Every time I used to hear something.
One specific song.
Me and You. I feel like it's what's the name? I'm tripping on name, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yo, mommy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you knew that word for word.
Yeah.
That's crazy though, because that's like,
it's crazy. It's a crazy song.
Yeah, but to memorize that word for word, and that's mad.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's kind of like injected in my DNA.
So how did you start writing, and what came next?
I officially started like taking it serious around like 2012 maybe. And I started like sitting down and actually like writing stuff.
Yeah.
And that's when everything started coming together for real. When I actually put my focus into it.
Right.
Yeah. It became a whole like another world for me. It just opened up my eyes to a whole another thing.
And that's interesting that you're saying Outkast, because, you know, if Atlanta as well, right?
Yeah, East Atlanta.
Andre 3000, Big Boy.
Yeah.
Insane lyricist.
I just got a song with Big Boy this year. It's like,
for real?
Yeah. Masego put us on the record together. It's like one of my favorite ones I did this year.
Right. And yeah, so moving forward, like, was that like part of the inspiration, like that those flows that those guys are doing?
Yeah, 100%, bro. It kind of like inspired me to like use the type of lyricism or try to be like as out there or whatever they were. You know what I'm saying? It kind of gave me like a jolt or a spark to it.
Yeah. So you start writing lyrics. What happens next?
Learning how to perform, I guess. Or actually learning how to make a song. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, at first I feel like I was like rapping about, oh, I got 45 guns over here. And like, you know, the typical hip-hop purist, like, okay, let's talk about bitches. Let's talk about weed. Let's talk about, I just do all of that stuff. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how everyone starts. That's what you kind of are attracted to. Because it's easier to like, probably listen to the radio and follow the trends of like the hottest shit. But that necessarily wasn't like, that wasn't me. You know what I'm saying? I had to find like myself and where I was gonna like inject certain things that come from straight from me, and it kind of worked out perfectly. Cause I had to dial back a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
When you worked with Big Boy, was you like, yo, bro, I was a fan. Did you manage to speak to him?
100%.
Let him know what it was.
I saw him in the studio. I went to Stank on you. And I tried to get some weed from him. He had like, I don't even know if the dude was in there selling weed. It looked like he was about to like start like a weed farm or some shit like that. It really looked like something bigger than, yo, let me get some weed. Cause I came up, like, oh shit, y'all finna smoke.
It looked
like they was handling some way bigger business on some like weed is the gold rush shit. So I was like, I'll just stay out of it.
Right.
But he always knew like I respected him and loved that craft and stuff. And he brought us out at a show he did to do the song. So it was like even more full circle for me. And I always show him my love and appreciation just because he a pioneer for it in Atlanta.
Yeah. That me and you joined, it's Elevators, right?
Yes, sir. That's it. Yes, sir. Thank you. Little brain fart.
So you're in the Stankonia, the studio. I've been lucky enough to visit there as well. I was there with Little John one time. It's mad. But that's a crazy studio, man.
Yeah.
Like those guys organize noise. Like that, like Outkast made some of the best hip hop ever. Like ever, and you know, musically and everything else like that. So like you being out there, did that inspire you even more than what you already are, or was it like
it even like sparked some more stuff for this album I'm like about to put out. Just being in that energy and just being able to be on stage with him and share those moments. Somebody that's like, oh, you were one of the first people I did music. I mean, I learned music from, like how to use my verbiage and like dialect and certain like words. It just helped me out. So I always gave him that respect and stuff like that.
Okay.
I made a joke one time on Twitter and he like blocked me. But then I was like, dang, like years later when I got, this was like before I was like really anybody in rapping.
I was
fake little troll or whatever. I feel like I said something weird and then I guess he saw it. Then like 2019, 2018, I'm finna like tweet something about him. I'm like, oh, Big Boy ain't got no Twitter. And he's like, oh, he blocked you. And then when I found out he blocked me, he was like, it's probably because you said this. One of my fans dug up the tweet.
Oh, right.
I apologize and shit, but it's still pretty funny.
Yeah, them old tweets, man.
Old tweets.
They be doing a lot. So, you know, you say you was like trolling. Was this around the time of the Power 2 mixtape, or is it before that?
It's probably 2013. I was just getting kicked out of college type shit. Yeah,
according to your SoundCloud, that's when that Power 2 mixtape came out.
Okay, so
I mean, we got a lot to talk about. You're just talking about the new album. We're going to get into that later as well. So Outkast, that connection definitely explains a lot. Yeah. But like, who else was you feeling lyrically when you was coming through?
Like Lauryn Hill, like D'Angelo. I was super into that, like neo soul type of vibe. And then like, of course, like the Lil Wayne's and like T.I.'s and people like that. Like they're always super inspirational because Lil Wayne is just who he is. Like he's probably the most inspirational person out of all of it. Like when somebody says, "Oh, you kind of sound like Lil Wayne," I'm like, "Yes, nigga, let's go." You know what I'm saying? Like I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bunch of different guys like Wu-Tang,
right,
Mos Def.
Okay,
I took a lot of inspiration from Up North hip hop because that's kind of where it started at.
Okay,
so I just pulled from different sides, and of course, like the modern goats like Jay-Z and shit like that. Like Jay-Z is probably my favorite. You know what I'm saying? As far as trajectory, transition, become who he is, like the businessman,
right?
Like that's the mold I'm slick trying to follow, but I'm just taking my own route to it. I'm from the South too, so it's like gonna be a different twist to it. But Jay is like top notch for me, and Beyonce, I can't not forget her.
From your perspective, who would you put there aside from yourself? Who would you put there as the greatest lyricist in rap? What would you say
besides Jay?
Yeah. Oh, are you saying it's Jay?
Jay's like the full package. It's a lot of other great guys. Who else would I say? I would put like the top greats like Cole, like Kendrick, like Drake. Those are the guys that's like today, like thriving. I'm today, still taking inspiration.
But I'm saying
from
all
guys.
Time now.
All time.
Yeah.
I might have to go Jigga Man. I ain't even gonna hold you. Jay is like really my guy. Like I really study him in a whole different light. I ain't gonna say hundreds, but Outkast together, like them as well. Like, total like inspirations, legendary.
Yeah.
Like
so
I'm just go with them too. Like I love Biggie and Pac as well, and I understand their work. I studied. I do all studying hip hop and stuff. But yeah, I'm gonna just have to go with Jay because it's like it's whole. Like how you not.
No. I hear that.
And Wayne, dang, Lil Wayne, of course.
Okay, so you're from Atlanta, right?
Yeah, East Atlanta.
Right. Yo, what you do isn't obvious. You wouldn't think that you're from there because it's like when you know, and I'm looking at it from a UK perspective.
Yeah.
Like when you think of like Atlanta artists, you think of like Crunk, you think of like Trap and Turn Up and everything else. Well, how did you manage to be like, I'm just going to do this in this lane. This is me and I do it very well.
I was just trying to find a medium between it. You know what I'm saying? Because being from Atlanta, we all like are from the same cloth, but it's like a different stitch. I feel like I'm like a different stitch into that cloth. And I could kind of see like the generations under me kind of like taking heed to like what I'm doing and following that trajectory. Like it's kind of cool to see at the same time because I'm not really tripping on either scene between like straight hip hop or trap. I'm just trying to like blend genres and make sure it's like authentic to who I am as a person.
Yeah.
I don't really like, I listen to everybody, but I know that ain't me. So I know where I like stand amongst those and I know where I could like stand out amongst those as well.
Do you think lyricism is as respected as it was like in the days when you was listening to Outkast and Jay-Z on the come up?
100%. Because if you think about the highest selling artist today, like if you want to go like top five in the industry or of hip hop specifically, who the top five guys and what do they do? You know what I'm saying? It's lyrics. It's Kendrick. It's Cole. It's Drake. And it's whoever the other two you want to throw in there. Like, but I just know those three specifically are straight lyricists. Even if Drake is singing, like he's saying some crazy shit. And Kendrick and Cole is just undeniable. So with those three right there, like I feel like it's super appreciated when it's levels to it, you know what I'm saying? Like it's different palettes and it's levels to it, but when you hear those guys, specifically those three guys, you know it's like a whole nother level to the music. So I try to like stay in that lane because lyricism is not dead. It's just like music is growing, we're going to like different levels, it's going higher. Like I feel like it's like hella sub genres in hip hop right now. You know what I'm saying? You got the ragers, you got like I guess auto-tune, whatever. I use that shit too, so whatever. But it's just like a bunch of different sub-genres. Rock, like with it, and
it's a great time.
Yeah, it's a great time.
Yeah,
it's like the biggest hip-hop has ever been, like right now, today, like whatever time it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the feature game, right? When artists that aren't hip-hop artists reach out for a rapper, they normally go to this month's go-to guy.
Yeah.
Like every month or every season, there'll be a guy that everyone seems to go to for a verse, right? Yeah. And then they're on every record and everything else, and then you kind of don't hear from that person again. And you've done some collaborations recently, which are really different. Like, they're very, very different to what you've done before.
Yeah.
And it's almost like eyebrow raising. You're like, oh, okay, he's doing that. Okay, okay. Yeah. And you kill every feature that you're doing.
Number one rock song globally right now, with Magic Dragons. Number one in the world globally.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd see you like teaming up with Imagine Dragons. How did that happen? How did that come about?
All of them, like, it's just music. You know, it's just respect. You know what I'm saying? Musical is like a universal language that everybody can feel, and it's all really about the feeling. So all the features are just with people that I respect and I can stand beside. Like, just like they can respect stand beside you, me.
They've reached out. It feels like they've specifically said, we need JID for this track.
Yeah, which makes sense. Because I'm like one of the greatest. So. But at the same time, like, it's just been a mutual respect, because it's just music. It's just a feeling. You know what I'm saying? So if they feel what I'm doing, and these are like huge stars, like Dua Lipa, like, but that's my gang now. You know what I'm saying? Like, people wouldn't expect that.
Mm.
But it is what it is.
I didn't think I'd see, Dua Lipa. I never thought that could happen.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that's what's so great about music, because it's like opened me up to a whole nother thing. And then, she's just like one of the greatest artists of the times right now.
Crazy voice.
Amazing. Yeah, and she's just a good person.
Right.
Yeah.
How did you guys connect?
I feel like we just have mutual friends and people that we know. And it just really happened organically. It wasn't too much like industry kerfuffle or whatever. We just like made the record happen. My verse was a little longer, dude. You should have kept the rest of it.
Yeah. But at some point, Dua Lipa said, I want JID on my album.
Yeah.
At some point, she told her A&R, her label, or whatever.
Yeah.
I want one of the greatest lyricists in rap on my album.
Yeah.
That's crazy
to me,
not
too.
The go-to guy. Not, you know what I mean?
Like, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm just in my lane. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to, like, follow any trends or anything, but it's working out for me.
What's the response like to that? Because, you know, you kind of got like a cult fan base. You got people who are just diehard, dedicated JID fans, Dreamville fans. Have you noticed, is it any different now? Are you getting like...
Yeah, all of it. Because I've done like a bunch of different genres. I've been blending genres. Like, I did like a Boombox Cartel.
I didn't expect that neither.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I love dubstep. Like,
dubstep. I did that.
What made you want to do that, though? Was that just like...
It's fire. Like, you know what I'm saying? I really can do anything, because I don't think like I should just stay in one space of like music. You know what I'm saying? That's boring for real. Okay. I could sit there and make boom bap all day.
Right.
I can make a trap song, but like, let's try this dubstep, or let me be a part of like Doja Cat album, like one of the biggest pop stars like of today too. Yeah. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, Imagine Dragons, Dua Lipa, Boombox Cartel, and Doja Cat. I didn't fancy on the Doja Cat album either.
But she got bars though. Like,
we
got a couple records just barring each other up. Like, that's what it's about. Yeah. She's really a rapper. She can sing and do all of the great stuff she does, but at the end of the day, like, I don't know. I feel like she's like, her core, her base is like hip hop. If she ever did a hip hop album with like somebody like Alchemist or like Madlib, it'll fucking blow my mind. And I want that. I told her that.
Seriously?
Yeah, like, do straight hip hop. Just one time. Give me six songs.
Yeah.
Just to Alchemist, like, you know what I'm saying? To like hella heavy Griselda type beats. Imagine that shit, bro. Like,
that's what
I would love from her, just because I'm such a hip hop purist as well.
Same here, man. Yeah. I can't, you know, this pop shit, I can't really do it, man. You
know what I mean? No, it's all great, bro. I love it all, bro. I'm telling you, bro. I listen to it. I really enjoy it. Like, facts.
Wow. But again, at some point, Doja Cat said to her people, I want JID on my album.
Yeah.
I'm going to have one of the biggest albums of the year. I want JID on this.
Yeah.
It's a bit, you know, we're talking about, you know, I'm saying his lyricism still respected. Of course it is. Like, I'm just saying that. But I just wanted to talk about it because you got fans that are literally putting it out there and including you on the projects. It's dope. Yeah, it doesn't normally happen.
It doesn't, for real. Like, even this year long, all the stuff, all the collaborative features I did, like, they don't even like line up, but I feel like I did a consistently good job on each one of them. So it's something I could be proud of. You know what I'm saying?
Because you did a good job.
Appreciate you, bro.
Inevitable. It's dope.
I really appreciate it.
And then, you know, like I said before, we survived the lockdown, the pandemic and everything else. the Spillage Village album got me through 2020. The album was dope, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Crazy.
Oh, shit, I appreciate it. Crazy.
Do you prefer working by yourself or working as a collective?
I can really do both.
What do you prefer, though?
Think I'm, I may be better in a group setting, but alone, I get to like be exactly who I am. Like when you hear me alone, like that's exactly who I am. You know what I'm saying? I can be a chameleon in a room with a bunch of different people and make like a cohesive sound and it feels well. But when I'm by myself, like, and I'm creating, that's like me, like being a mad scientist, like overthinking, underthinking, not thinking at all type shit. Yeah.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host, created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you will instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
All right, so for people who may not know, the Spillage Village album, Spilligian, one of the best albums of 2020. It should have got every Grammy, every category, in my opinion.
I love my label, or whoever did this, but they put that shit in a rap category. That's all. Like, I just don't think that music was just straight rap. You know what I'm saying?
No, at all. That was like, that was different on many levels. That was just a great album.
Put it in like country or fucking soul or some shit or gospel or something. I don't know. I just don't think it was hip. It felt more than that to me.
Yeah, that could have been a gospel album. That could have been.
Yeah.
But
it was definitely genre bending, though. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. Yeah. And shout out to Earth Gang as well.
Yeah, Mariba, also, Black, yeah. Jordan, Hollywood, yeah. JB, Benji, whole gang.
Earth Gang are like incredible spitters as well.
I learned a lot from them. I wouldn't even be doing this if I didn't meet them.
Really?
Facts. I wouldn't even be rapping at all because I had a full scholarship. I was in college playing football. I was like swole jit. You know what I'm saying? I was really big. This is like rap, smoking weed, body jit. But it's facts. But right. When I met them, I was the same height, but I was just a little bit thicker and stuff.
Right.
And I remember Doc specifically, or Wild Grape, he was like, bro, you're not growing no more. You're not finna go to NFL. You need to just come rap.
Really?
It blew my mind. I was like, what? You're my friend. Like, I got a game tomorrow. And then the realization, it was true. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was tired of that shit. I was tired of tackling and doing all the extra shit working
really?
Out. I was great at writing, bro. Like, I had like a 3.0 in college just because I got a great memory. Like,
really?
Yeah, so I did super good in school. School always been easy to me because I know niggas was lying to me and I know what the truth was. So I used to be checking teachers. That's not true. Like, I always did my history. My dad is super intelligent. My mother is the same. So I just always had inclination to like search for the truth. Right. And even if they try to tell me whatever was a part of the curriculum, I was like, nah, suck my dick. Like, that's not true. That never happened. This was happening. Woo. And I always had good grades and stuff like that until I got kicked out. And then,
no regrets?
Not one.
Really?
Yeah, I would do everything that I did to get here over again.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone who is in the exact same position as you right now? Because that rap career is not for everybody.
No.
I tell people other times, you don't want to be a DJ.
Just don't
be like me. I'm just
so
saying.
What you should be saying, what would I tell someone who's like back when I was back then?
Yeah,
pursuing.
You got that crossroad. You could either excel in this or get into rap.
Yeah.
What would you say?
It really depends on who I'm talking to, because I kind of get like a realization. If I hear somebody and I see talent, I'm like, keep going. Like, you're going to make it. You know what I'm saying? But if it's not realistic and it's not really like clicking, like I know every time I set my focus and my goals towards something, when I started the music, it clicked. You know what I'm saying? Something always clicked and worked out. And you can feel that. It's a natural thing. Like, it felt really natural with me writing songs and doing all the stuff that I did to get to this position. So yeah, it just really depends on like if it's in the cards for you. It ain't on nobody else but the fans and God, because you, as an artist, you can't make nobody like listen to you if they not feeling you. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to literally make somebody a fan. You can't make nobody a fan. It's literally supposed to be that way. So that's literally what it is. You just gotta be true to yourself. Like, don't lie to yourself and be comfortable in your own skin, I guess.
You came through doing, you dropped a couple of mixtapes. Yeah. He's doing your thing. Like, how do you stay focused and maintain that belief in yourself? Because I just tweeted before I came in here that, you know, focus on the art, and someone said, yeah, the lonely moments and the self-contemplation and everything else and all of that, and that comes with it, which is true.
Yeah.
How do you maintain?
Like I said before, it's really like self-identity, just knowing who the fuck you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, being real with yourself. Which is kind of hard for some people, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know, I never found that hard for myself. I don't lie to myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, I look in the mirror and I know, like, what it is. And I don't know if everybody has that same mindset, but I just think that's what it is, just trying to stay true to yourself.
Is it because you, like, you realize what your goals and your purpose was very early? Like, you knew, like, all right, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, and I was raised that way. My parents, like, instilled, like, a lot of confidence in me. You know what I'm saying? They told me from jump, like, you're beautiful and black. Like, you're going to have these type of struggles, but at the same time, you're gifted with these things. And if you tap into those, then you'll be able to fuck the world up. You know what I'm saying? In your own type of way. Yeah.
Right.
So I always believed in myself. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's just, I guess it was confidence that was instilled in me at home, or just me just knowing, like, who I am.
Yeah. You signed to Dreamville, J. Cole's label.
Yeah.
What role is, I'm saying this like, for people who may not know, like, how instrumental has he been in terms of what you do in your career with rap? Like, what have you learned, or how has he helped or made a difference?
He's just a super solid guy. That's all I ever needed him to be. You know what I'm saying? I didn't come into it like, hey, I need you for all the guidance, all the lyrics. How did you write that song? How did Forest Hill Drive come to you? I just need you to just be a real nigga. Like, hey, bro, like, what you doing today? You want to hit the blunt? Like, let's go play basketball. Like, in those moments, or let's go get some food and eat or whatever. Like, in those moments, that's where the conversation and dialogue, where we can, like, be real with each other, and I can learn stuff from him just being who he is, but not trying to necessarily go after, like, the information, all the knowledge in his head. It's going to come out eventually, you know what I'm saying? And if somebody's, like, if you've been down this road already and you see that I'm heading, like, down this road, I feel like he's the type of guy that's not going to let me, like, make that left when, you know what I'm saying? He was like, nah, bro, don't, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's just where he stood place, is just being a real person. That's all I really need. I don't like the superficial. I don't care about all the glamour and whoever. Like, he's just been a real person to me the whole time, and I just took that, internalized it. Like, I could do the same thing. I could just be a real person, like a real nigga, and goddamn help people out when I can, stand back when I need to stand off, and move forward like that. Yeah,
I met Cole when he first came to the UK. This is like Grown Simba times. Like, when he first came out.
Yeah.
And he was stranded here because there was a volcano. This is a crazy story.
It's amazing.
So, it's amazing. So he was here for another week, more than what he should. So I was taking him around and everything else.
Yeah.
And real cool guy, man. Real cool guy and everything else. And then just before the pandemic, last time he came out here, I got a message, yeah, come to the show. So it's like, all right, so come to the show and everything else. And then we go backstage. And he's like, immediately after, he just come off stage, tore up the O2, right? And, yo, Sam, what's going on, man? I was like, yeah, cool, man. Because he's different now. He's in a bigger place now. You know, he's very, like, it's dope to see people grow.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, some people change. Yeah. You know, most of the time it's for the good. There's some people kind of not, you know. But he was like, yeah, come backstage. So we go backstage. I said, like, what's going on? And I'm like, yo, artists don't do this. Like, I'm looking, like we're cool. Like, obviously, I know you're still cool, same cool, but I was like, normally, like, you know, there's partying or there's other stuff, or some artists just want to get off to the hotel, you don't see them. And then he was with me, and he was like, he was talking about making beats, and he's like, oh, where do you make beats? He's like, oh, he said, yeah, I use Ableton. He's like, and it started making beats. It's like, yo, let's do this, like, and everything else. This 5 minutes after coming off stage.
Y'all start making beats together?
Crazy. Hard. Crazy.
That's so fire, bro.
Yeah. I
still got the beats. Let me have them.
Facts. And I was registering it. I was like, nah, this doesn't, nah, it's surreal. It's great, yeah. But it's surreal. Yeah. You know? So it's dope that he's still that same.
That's just type. That real nigga shit. Like, yeah. Some real person shit. Like,
yeah.
I want to make beats. I just got off stage. Cool. But yeah. Let's just put this together. That's hard. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't need you to be a philosopher.
Yeah, yeah.
I need you to be real to me. You know what I'm saying? And that's where everything on win. Yeah. He always comes through in the clutch with that. Just being a real person. Like, we need to be heard or whatever the case may be.
And he's the only rapper I've seen comfortable in Crocs.
My boy be cooling it, right? My boy be chilling.
Yeah, for real.
Like, I got on the wife beater, bro. Like, I ain't tripping, you feel me? Cole went with his chain on, but yeah.
Yeah. Nah, I hear that. So, yeah, 2020, the Spillage Village album, crazy. It was dope. It was like the vaccine, man. It was that thing where it was substance, it was spiritual and everything else. And then 2021, well, you got some of the biggest features you could possibly have. Yeah. Like, you couldn't ask, maybe, I don't know if you got an Adele feature lined up, but that's the only way you could really top everything else you got, right? So, bro, you got the perfect setup for what's next.
Yeah.
So what's next?
The album. I've been working on it since the last one, but I've been doing like stuff in between, like the Dreamville project was in 2019. I feel like I dropped at the end of 2018, so it led into 2019 with me doing a lot of tours because I dropped almost around this time in 2018. 3 years, kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But 2018, I dropped. 2019, we did the Dreamville thing, and I was touring. Like, I did, like, damn near 300 shows. Like, I fucked my voice up and everything. 2020, I healed up, did the project with Spillage Village, and then this year, I've been focusing on myself, like, because coming off of 2020, it was just a lot. Like, everybody took a step back. Everybody lost money.
Yeah.
It was just a bunch of different changes. But now it's like, okay, I kind of understand who I am. I kind of understand how my fans see me and what they want out of me and stuff like that. It's kind of be like full circle because I'm like a grown-ass man. You know what I'm saying? I made some money in it. I learned the ups and downs of it. So it's kind of going to lead, not even kind of going to lead to, it's really going to lead into me, like, coming into a full circle moment. I think it's gonna be like the best project my fans ever heard. I've been going through shit, bro. It's just been real shit going on.
For real?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Nothing
cool.
Like crazy bad or anything like that, but just like personal family ask, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like learning how to be a nigga with money in America, like little shit like that. Learn how to pay taxes and shit like that. And I'm the youngest in my family.
Right.
But I take care of everybody.
Yeah.
So
it takes a minute to learn that. Like that.
Yeah,
whole,
it's not nothing that it's a handbook for, you know what I'm saying? All of that stuff takes time and growth. Yeah. So even me, like, not putting the album out as soon as I guess people would have liked, like, I don't really give a fuck when they need the music. Cause you know what I'm saying? Like, it's about when I feel content with it or when it's ready. You know what I'm saying? When the music is ready, that's when the music is gonna come. I feel like we live in a like the fast food society where everything is coming so fast, so much music, everybody in and out the game so fast. And like, how many years ago we met? Like,
it's like, I think it was like
maybe 16 or 17 or something like that. Maybe 17.
Because
that's when I first dropped my first project, the Never Story. So it could be 17. It's going on 5 years I've been in the game. Like, I'm sure you could know, probably not remember, but it's a lot of artists that came and went in 5 years. And I'm like, on the number one rock song in America right now. That's what I'm saying. Not in America, in the globe, on the globe, globally. Not even America's bigger than that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just left Budapest, like, performing on the MTV Awards. Like, stuff like that is like stepping stones, you know what I'm saying, to where I feel like it's going to lead into my, like, full greatness if that's what God got planned for me, you feel me?
It's a good journey.
It's a good journey.
Because it's like, there's other artists who would be like, impatient, man. I see it. Like, I work with artists, I see it, like, oh no, it's gotta come out. Like, and it's like,
it don't work like that. It's never like a rush unless you just make that song and you just, you know what I'm saying, are that person. But everybody got different journeys. I feel like most artists want the same journey. They want it today, like right now. I never really be tripping. I'd be chilling, like, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to make sure the product is good, opposed to just like throwing on the best outfit and getting the craziest tats and then going and being all on the phone. Like, all that shit is extra to me, you know what I'm saying? I really just care about the music. All the other stuff gonna fall through the back. You know what I'm saying? You can fall to the wayside. But if the music is amazing, hopefully that can, like, take me where I need to be. So I'm just basing it. I'm betting the bank on the music type shit.
So when's the album coming?
I can't even
Is it finished?
It's 98%. I'm waiting on a few features. Tying up some loose ends, transitions and shit. My dad got to finish this little verse. It's just little shit.
Oh, really? Right. But you got everybody that you want on there, like the majority of them.
It's so crazy.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You getting returned favors from things that you jumped
on? That's very specific. Now we get in. Now you just funneling out, cutting all the fat out. Like, maybe.
All right. So, nah,
I got some return favors on there. Okay.
If I don't ask your fans to be like, step six, man, you did ask the real shit, man.
It's
like,
some favors being returned. If they're not, they contractually obligated. I need my shit. Send it.
Vocals are in.
Vocals are in.
Right. That's dope. So are you like I'm not gonna push you for a date. I'm not gonna push you for anything like that. But have you got it in your mind where you're like, you know what, I'm looking for this season, or I'm just gonna do this and then I'm gonna do that? Are you just like, when it's done, it's done?
It's basically done. So I got a specific date, which is gonna make like another full circle moment about it, which is like, that's all I like doing. I like things to like line up and just make sense to the fans, even if it's like little Easter eggs that they picking up along the way.
Feels like this could be your biggest moment, given everything that you've put in place.
God willing,
leading up to this.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, they're about to know.
Facts.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope. Yo, man. Well, look, this has been great to hook up again.
Appreciate you, brother.
We should do this in the next full circle moment.
Yeah. No, it's going to be soon. I'm coming back out here soon.
Right.
Because I'm going to go, like, I'm going to run through the market again.
Okay. But next time, it's come through the radio station.
Yeah. Like, should I rap or some shit?
Yeah.
Do you be doing that on your shows?
Let's do that. I'll come fuck that up. I'll just fling some instrumentals on.
Yeah, that's easy.
And then we'll do the albums out now talk. We'll do that. That's a different interview.
That's a different conversation. Yeah.
But this we'll do this the next full circle moment. We'll do it again, man.
Yes, sir.
And it has to be in East London.
Yeah.
We always
out here. Facts.
For the third time. So is there anything you want your fans to know? Because we got a lot of people listening to this worldwide, like every country, like obviously UK, US, India, everywhere.
My fans, like my real fans, know what's up. Like they've been patient and they've been like egging me on, like drop it. They telling me to drop it all the time. So I don't know. Just be prepared. Like this body of work means more to me, like a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's been like super important. It's been hard times going through it. Like some shit got leaked. It's been amazing. Like I love shit like that. I just remember Carter 2 got leaked and his shit went fucking insane. Dua Lipa album got leaked 2 weeks before it came out. Like it's just good, like omens, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I'm around some, like,
no, but bro, you can't say you love leaks. You can't say that, bro.
I mean, it's cool, it's whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, that shit don't get to me. Stuff like that don't get to me.
All right. No. Are the leaks, are they artificial leaks? Are they real leaks? Are they like...
It's all old shit. That's why it's so funny. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. There you have it. Yo, how does stuff get leaked, man?
I don't know.
Because I know, like, artists like yourself, it's just you and the producer. Like, you know what I mean? It's like...
It's got to be a mole somewhere. We'll sniff them out. We find them. No sweat. We'll find you.
All right. Well, listen, man. Thanks for taking the time out. And safe trip back. And good luck. And looking forward to the album.
Yes, sir. Cool. My boy.
All right.